Well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, fool for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. While, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The fragile ceasefire deal in Gaza flaring up over the weekend, but holding. The IDF says two soldiers were killed, and Israeli forces retaliated, killing at least 44 in Gaza. President Trump says no U.S. troops will go to Gaza, and he says there is international pressure on Hamas to disarm.
We had a dark cloud over the Middle East, and now it's all, I mean, we have a little situation relatively with Hamas, and that will be taken care of very quickly if they don't straighten it out themselves.
The president making the remarks while hosting Australia's prime minister today at the White House. He also announced a deal for the U.S. to access rare earth minerals for Australia. Amazon says it's pinpointed the troubles of its Amazon Web Services after an outage impacted websites worldwide, including the Wall Street Journal, Facebook, and some airlines. It is day 20 of the federal government shutdown. The Senate will take up a vote again later today on a measure to end the shutdown. It's not expected to pass. This is ABC News. A new study published in the journal Pediatrics presents fresh evidence that feeding your kids peanuts early helps reduce their food allergies by nearly 50%. Here's ABC's Maggie Rooley.
Researchers in Philadelphia found peanut allergies in young children fell by 43% and overall food allergies dropped by about one-third. This after the American Academy of Pediatrics released new infant feeding guidelines in 2015 and again in 2017, encouraging parents to introduce peanuts and other allergens genetic foods at around 4 to 6 months of age.
Researchers found in recent years, egg allergies have become the most common food-related allergy, while peanut and milk allergies are less common. A lithium-ion battery on an Air China flight forced an emergency landing. Crew members, though, were able to put out smoke and flames pouring out of luggage in the overhead bin. Officials say no one was hurt during this incident. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off. Over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
Maria. salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds today with showers developing in the afternoon. Our high temperature in the lower 60s as our winds turn to the southwest, gusting around 30 miles per hour. Evening showers then becoming partly cloudy, lower 40s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 57 at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. Thousands of Wisconsinites took part in the second of the No Kings protests on Saturday. It's possibly the largest national protest ever against the U.S. president. 16,000 people gathered in Milwaukee, 15,000 gathered in Madison, and hundreds more in communities across Wisconsin. A sobering number in the annual homicide report from End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Executive Director Monique Minkin says 110 people lost their lives in 2024.
11 of them are family homicides. And so the 99 DV homicides, aside from the 11, that's the highest that we have ever had. It's alarming and it's sad.
If you or someone you know needs help, contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline or the National Sexual Assault Hotline. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mongovi Clinic, affiliated with Gunderson Whitehall. And Sane Associates, your auto owner's agents, downtown Durand. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, and Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. Work on the new Durand Fire District is moving closer to completion. Durand Mayor Patrick Miller says there only are a few minor issues that still need to be resolved.
A few minor things. We've been through negotiation with the Rural Fire Board, but things are moving along. We're very close. There are a few little things that we had to talk about last night to do the final negotiation, but the city staff will be moving forward with getting this in place. If those numbers all come in, looking at sometime within the next month or so to have a full agreement in front of the city council for final approval, and of course the rural would do the same, which will have all the final numbers in there.
The hope is to have the new district in place by January 1st. The Durand, Arkansas School District is applying for a $25,000 State of Wisconsin grant to purchase a CNC machine for the Tech Ed program. Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson says it's phase two of expanding the program.
So our phase two of this is to write this grant for a CNC machine, we've had some conversations with some of our local industry partners here that are interested in also supporting the purchase of this if we're awarded it. So I think it's an opportunity for us to really build a tech ed program that is responsive to what the current industry looks like.
The district recently received a $100,000 grant from the state to purchase a robotic welder. First responders were dispatched Sunday to a runway at Chippewa Valley Regional Airport. Reports say a small aircraft was on the ground on its belly. Specific details of the incident have yet been released. No one was hurt. A woman who lied and said her twin sister caused a deadly Amish buggy crash near Stewartville is going to prison. Samantha Peterson, who eventually confessed to being the driver, was sentenced in Fillmore County Court to 4 years behind bars. The Wabasha woman was also ordered to pay close to $40,000 in restitution. Authorities say Peterson was driving under the influence of meth when she crashed her SUV into a buggy, killing two children and injuring two others in 2023. The defendant's sister, Sarah, pleaded guilty in March to two counts of aiding and abetting a criminal vehicle operation and was sentenced to 4 years of probation. You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand. Pepin County Land Conservation is holding their annual tree sale for landowners. Pepin County Land Conservation Director Jessica McMahon says land conservation has a variety of native trees available for sale.
They're kind of shovel-ready trees, so usually they're 1 to 3 year, just depending on the species. We have cranberry, plum, all kinds of pines, maples, oaks, spruce, kind of whatever you're looking for. They do come in bundles of 25, so one bundle is 25 trees.
The trees will be delivered next spring. For more information, call or visit Pepin County Land Conservation. The city of Eau Claire is changing its policy as it relates to social media engagement. The city opted to disable comments on posts it publishes to its social media channels. This means those messages will be read-only. A spokesperson for the city says they don't want to make this change, but comments have become increasingly abusive, profane, and threatening, with attacks aimed at staff and public officials, as well as residents, including crime victims, suspects, and family members. The comment sections have also been used to promote scams and identity theft. The Food and Drug Administration has announced a Wisconsin-based company is voluntarily recalling specific lots of freeze-dried pet treats sold under four brand names in three states due to possible salmonella contamination. Food Dynamics expanded a recall for certain lots of Raw Dog Bakery, bell pepper cats, Canoe Pets, and What's in the Bowl brand treats. The recall was initiated after routine sampling by FDA found the presence of the bacteria. The recalled products were shipped to retailers here in Wisconsin. The company says a total of 8 packages were distributed to consumers. So far, no adverse health effects have been reported. Officials are urging parents to vaccinate their kids after a measles case was confirmed in Olmsted County. Olmsted County Health Services announced Friday that the child recently traveled internationally and was unvaccinated. The child is reported to be less than 5 years old. County Health Services is working with the Minnesota Department of Health to contact those who were exposed. According to MDH, 20 cases of measles have been reported in Minnesota this year. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
A historic World War II submarine that was dry docked in Sturgeon Bay has returned to its home in Manitowoc. The USS Cobia was brought back via tugboat to the Wisconsin Maritime Museum last Wednesday after it was pulled out of the water in Sturgeon Bay for cleaning and repainting in September. The process took about 5 weeks to complete, with Cobia getting zebra and other mussels taken off the bottom, plus a fixture along one of the seams of the submarine. The Wisconsin Maritime Museum raised $1.5 million to dry dock the historic sub, which included funding from donors and the Wisconsin state budget. Cobia will be reopened to visitors in the near future as the Maritime Museum does some maintenance. Cobia was first brought to Manitowoc in 1970. And serves as a historical artifact that also recognizes veterans who helped their country. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-924-7415. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-924-7415. 800-924-7415. 800-924-7415.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds today with showers developing in the afternoon. Our high temperature in the lower 60s as our winds turn to the southwest, gusting around 30 miles per hour. Evening showers then becoming partly cloudy, lower 40s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 57 at our studios.
Baseball's America League champion will be decided tonight in Toronto, where the Blue Jays and the Mariners play Game 7. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Blue Jays were 6-2 winners last night to even that series at 3 apiece. The winner gets the Dodgers in the World Series. Week 7 of the NFL season wrapping up tonight with a pair of games. The Lions host Tampa Bay, Houston visit Seattle. Today is Victory Monday for the Packers following their first road win of the season, 27-23 over Arizona. Josh Jacobs scored a pair of touchdowns, and the Packers defense sacking Jacoby Brissett, 6 times in the win. Next up, Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday night. Football Badgers turning their attention to the Oregon Ducks this Saturday. The Badgers have dropped 5 straight following last Saturday's 34-0 loss to Ohio State. The Bucks continue to get ready for their regular season opener Wednesday night against Washington at Fiserv. The Bucks expected to release their 2024 second-round pick, Tyler Smith. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments. Extend your vehicle's life with proper maintenance from Riverside Plaza, Durand. Riverside Plaza's ASC-certified techs will extend your vehicle's life with oil changes, wheel alignments, tires, and more. As a NAPA Car Care Center features a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on major repairs. Schedule your appointment today at Riverside Plaza, your NAPA Car Care Center. Located inside Durand NAPA, Madison Street, Durand.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my 2 sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Briscoe will run for a championship after winning in Talladega. I'm Kyle Ricking. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR Live isn't just Tuesday nights. On Thursday, we go wide open with some of the sport's biggest legends.
Dover's so good that even concrete couldn't ruin it.
And some of NASCAR's rising stars.
I don't like getting drove in the back of, and I honestly don't like doing it, but you're not buddy-buddy with everybody, and I've had to learn that.
NASCAR Live Wide Open has you covered from the rookie class all the way to the Hall of Fame. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Chase Briscoe won yesterday's Yellowwood 500 at the Talladega Super Speedway, his 3rd win of the NASCAR Cup Series season and 1st at the 2.66-mile oval. The win moves Briscoe and his Joe Gibbs Racing team into the Championship 4 in 2 weeks in Phoenix, joining his teammate Denny Hamlin, who won last week's Round of 8 opener at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The race saw 77 lead changes among 27 different drivers. Not among them, Chase Elliott, who was involved in the first accident of the afternoon on lap 52 and finished 40th. I'm Kyle Ricking. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
An insurance policy is a safety net for your farm. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Natural disasters are on the rise, so know what's covered in your policies as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Hurricanes, flooding, and droughts seem to be increasing in frequency and severity. The American Farm Bureau estimates 2020 natural disasters created $6.5 billion in rangeland and crop losses alone. The full extent of damages is far higher when livestock, infrastructure, and other ag-related factors are considered. Out-of-control weather events are raising the risks for agriculture, so it's imperative that you know what's covered in your insurance policies. For example, some may cover fire damage to crops only if the fire was due to natural circumstances versus a spreading flame from a rogue campfire. Patrick Williams is a client executive with Highland. He says to have a conversation at least once per year with your insurance agent so there are no surprises.
Going through and making sure that you understand how the coverages do apply, when they apply, and if there's any sort of deductible that would apply at the time of the loss to make sure, again, there's no surprises. I mean, the last thing we want to have happen is a client contact us with a claim or a potential claim and us to come back to them and say it's not a covered cause of loss or it's not a covered loss.
He says your insurance carrier can help you with loss control measures.
Every time a policy comes up for renewal, you know, you typically have a carrier that will go through and do their loss control visit on site and give recommendations to help the insured make some changes to their facilities that will help prevent possible losses down the road.
Location also makes a difference. Insurers are using local climate data to be more precise in how they insure a property. Learn more about weather disasters and insurance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hey, listen, are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you, too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5075. 800-890-5075. 800-890-5075. That's 800-890-5075. Paid for by Term Direct.
62 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with this midday market update. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are higher. November up 25 to 1690. December up 14 to 1665. January up 8 at 1627. February up 2 to 1628. Cheese markets, barrels up a quarter to 177 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks up 2 to 179 and a half. One trade a barrel, six trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.5 to 158, 15 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 111, no trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 to 66 and a half. and one trade on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets, they are moving mostly higher today. Feeder cattle now also moving mostly higher. We are seeing some triple-digit gains. Now, some of this is profit, or is short covering, rather, from the big losses last week. Also, the strength in the cash markets from last week still helping the markets this week. And now the trade is starting to wonder, will there really be a big, big influx of Argentinian cattle to help lower beef prices? And so traders are reversing some of those positions. Hog markets mostly higher as well. There is some strength in some of the pork cutout values. However, the nearby still just a touch lower at the midday. Again, some continued profit taking and resistance levels also pressuring that nearby contract. October live cattle up $1.85 to $2.42.10. December up $2.17 to $2.44. February up $2 to $2.45.02. October feeder cattle up $2.05 to $3.74. November up $2.60 to $3.74.30. January up $1.67 to $3.70.97. December hogs down 2 cents to $82.35. February up 20 cents to $84.97. April up 42 cents to $89.07. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are slightly higher. Soybeans, double-digit gains. Wheat markets are mixed. Now, soybeans leading the entire grain complex higher with the double-digit gains due to the jump in soybean meal prices, and also news over the weekend that President Trump may not impose 100% tariffs on China if China does agree to buy some beans. And so that is helping to support U.S. soybean prices. And really, the strength in the bean markets is helping corn and wheat to even move mostly higher. December and March corn both up a quarter. December at 422 and three quarters. March to 436 and three quarters. May now also up a quarter to 445 and a quarter. New crop 26 up one to 458 and a half. November beans up 11 and a quarter to 10.30 and three quarters. January up 12 and a quarter to 10.49. March up 11 and three quarters to 10.62 and a half. New crop 26 up 8 and three quarters to 10.73. December soybean meal up 3.10 now to 284.10. December soybean oil up 16 cents to 51.29. Chicago wheat December and March now both down a quarter. December at 5.03 and a half. March at 5.20. Meanwhile, December wheat in Minneapolis up a half to 549. March also up a half to 569. Energy markets are mostly lower today. November crude oil down 41 cents to 57.13. December down 49 cents to 56.66. Meanwhile, November gas now down 2 cents to 182. December down a cent at 176. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Ethanol is growing in popularity around the world. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
There's no question that ethanol is a popular fuel choice here in the United States, but what about the rest of the world? Doug Bervin, Vice President of Corporate Affairs with POET.
Yeah, around the world, it's interesting because gasoline and diesel are still popular choices, okay? But biofuels are coming on strong in many, many countries. In fact, last year we set a record in exports around the world from the United States of bioethanol. This year we're on pace to break that record again. So you've got countries like Brazil, their minimum blend rate of ethanol is E30 now. 30% ethanol is the lowest blend rate you can get at a gas pump. It's either 30% bioethanol or 100% bioethanol. Believe it, that's their choices. There is no E10 or E15. It's 30 or 100%. That's where our country needs to go and many other countries need to go.
What about other countries?
Now, in India, they have just gone to an E20 blend rate nationwide. And interesting there, they have banned the use of sugarcane in the country to make ethanol, which is also a popular feedstock. If you make bioethanol out of sugarcane, you hinder the sugar market. So they're banning sugarcane from being used and just using maize or corn in India. Canada is moving to E15 quickly. Japan is talking about E10 now. The EU and the UK and Southern Asia all are moving to higher blend rates of ethanol.
He says other countries are also discovering the advantages of ethanol.
Number one, it's less expensive. Number two, it's clean. Number three, it reduces the cost to the consumer. Number four, it's perfectly fine for all cars. The good news is we're seeing great implementation of higher blends of bioethanol around the world.
Doug Bervin, Vice President of Corporate Affairs at POET. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture confirms that a five-month-old colt in Marathon County has tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis. It's the state's first confirmed case of EEE in a horse this year. In 2024, the Department of Ag documented 10 cases in horses. EEE and West Nile virus are viruses that cause inflammation of the brain. Symptoms of EEE in horses include altered mentation, impaired vision, head pressing, circling, inability to swallow, a lack of coordination, seizures, and death. Now, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is reminding horse owners to get their horses vaccinated. The top Senate Republican is privately warning the White House that American farmers, a key GOP constituency, will continue to suffer if the Trump administration doesn't reopen the flow of certain farm loans amid the government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is quietly pressing the administration to let farmers continue to access marketing assistance loans, which allows them to meet cash flow needs during harvest season and as they make planting decisions for next year. That, according to four people with direct knowledge of the conversations, including two Trump officials. Politico reports that would also require USDA to reopen thousands of shuttered County Farm Service Agency offices across the country in order to facilitate those loans. So far, administration officials say they have no plans to shift other money around for the agriculture loans like they've done with troop pay and other priorities. We're looking at that issue, and I hope to get an answer soon, Thune said in an interview Thursday. Farmers across the Southeast could see major changes to labor costs under a new proposal from the Trump administration that aims to revise the H-2A visa program for agricultural workers. The proposed rule would update how workers are classified and lower the adverse wage effect rate, the minimally hour rate employers must pay H-2A workers. In Georgia alone, more than 37,000 farm jobs are filled through the H-2A program each year, and producers say labor expenses have climbed more than 30% since 2022. Under the proposed changes, Georgia's top rate would be capped at $16.22 an hour, with an adjustment that effectively lowers the rate to about $14.47 starting in 2026. The information comes from the Office of Georgia Agricultural Commissioner Ty Harper, who calls the proposal, quote, a huge win for Georgia's number one industry, unquote. The federal government shutdown continues, resulting in another week without the USDA publishing crop progress reports. According to a Reuters poll of 10 analysts, the U.S. corn harvesting progress lagged behind last year's pace. On average, the analysts estimate that 44% of the U.S. corn crop has been harvested as of Sunday, with estimates ranging from 35 to 55% for corn. Now, in Iowa, Eric Wilson, Weifel's agronomy manager, shared that corn harvest there is moving quickly, with some farmers in his area nearing the end of the corn harvest. The government shutdown has created a domino effect of challenges across the agriculture industry. Dairy's no exception. Chris Scanlon, Senior Vice President of Member Services and Strategic Initiative with the National Milk Producers Federation, says the lack of a federal dairy report is impacting market transparency and overall dairy economics.
Prices have been really decent this year, but certain commodities like butter have really dropped. Cheese has dropped to an extent, not the same degree as butter. So we're looking at some headwinds here, and part of it is the tariff situation, particularly when it comes to China and our exports there. Part of it is just the economy, and a lot of it is actually production. One of the reasons why butter has dropped as much as it has is that the amount of butterfat coming out of our cows has just grown by leaps and bounds in the past decade.
Galen warns that a lack of reports could cause increased market volatility. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Celebrate National Co-op Month with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Cooler temperatures to start the week in our ag weather forecast. We will have some strong winds today and tomorrow. Now expected dry conditions and lighter winds mid to late week, but then another large system brings wind and rain chances early next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a chance of showers and storms this afternoon, highs 58 to 63, relative humidities at 42 to 47%, south winds at 15 to 20, shifting to the southwest and gusting up to 35, anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower. Lows 37 to 42. Relative humidities at 93 to 98%. West winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 35. A trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, cloudy and rain. Highs 42 to 47. Relative humidities at 71 to 76%. West winds at 17 to 22, gusting to near 40. Anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. Wednesday becoming mostly cloudy, highs 45 to 50, northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. For Thursday, sunny, warmer, highs 50 to 55. Friday, partly to mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60. Saturday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 60 to 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
In the back, it all-
a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head. It said the stars were stacked against you, girl. Get back in bed. I feel lucky. Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. No tropical depression gonna steal my sun away. I feel lucky today. Was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Oh, the love, the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Feel lucky today.
Woo! Some days it's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be an old show lay low before I go out of my mind. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving. Come home fighting mad, feel like running my fist through the wall. Is it even worth what I'm fighting for anymore? Feeling torn, all the hell with it all. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my coming alive and driving me good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, everything gonna be alright, just lay down by my side, let me love you through this life. Yeah, she's a perfect shot of faith when every bit of mine is gone. Something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love to lean on. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive.
area with local news, weather, and sports. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I said, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever need. She is life when I want. The first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all.
Ain't a spot downtown that's rocking the way that you rock me.
your face on my phone and I'm gone. So long, hang on, I'll meet you in a minute or two. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. There's a drop, everything kind of fade. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party
We got you covered from Del to Dawn to Dixie on my mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Yeah, she's my lady luck. Hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot pan. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the South. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can make up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper. I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. House. 'Cause it's Friday,
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After announcing a rare earth minerals deal with Australia, President Trump says he's confident he and China's President Xi